Hi, this is Miss Melis, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. It is day 23 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, and I had originally planned to do a live unboxing of my very first delivery from farmboxdelivery.com, and I actually did record it. But it would require so much editing to make it presentable because the dogs were barking and there was a squall building outside and then people were calling me and a friend came over, that it was just too much work to put it together for tonight. Not that I couldn't do it. I'm unwilling to do it. Sorry. So instead of giving you a story, I'm going to tell you about this new thing. Several weeks ago, my friend Tabs posted a picture of her farm box that she got from a local CSA. If you don't know what CSA means, it stands for Community Supported Agriculture. And depending on where you are, it's either different farms that you buy shares in, and then they bring you vegetables or meat, or you go pick them up at a central pickup point. Or in this case, it's a company called farmboxdelivery.com that goes to all the farmers for you, and you're not buying shares so much as you're buying subscriptions. Now, I live in what I tend to refer to as outer suburbia. Even though we're only about 30 minutes from Dallas and 30 minutes from Fort Worth, we are in a suburb that has no public transportation, and there is only one farm box delivery that will come to my house, and there are none that have pickup or drop-off points, rather, in my city. Instead, you have to go to another city, which just isn't very practical. So I found out about farmboxdelivery.com when I was doing a Google search, and I read their page, and I checked with my zip code, and they actually delivered to my house, so that was pretty awesome. And then I started reading more about them, and they talked about the farmers that they use, and the fact that you can add on things like dairy and eggs and meat that all come from local farmers who grass feed their cows and don't use unnecessary antibiotics. And one of them is within an hour of Dallas, because there are actually farms within an hour of Dallas. In fact, my friend Deborah, who used to live about 20 minutes from me in Arlington, there were days when she would drive to my house and say, "I'm sorry, I'm late. There were cows running down Cooper." And we live, and I mean, Arlington is a major city. It's not like Dallas big, but it's a decent sized city. It's got University of Texas at Arlington in it. So the fact that something will deliver to my part of Grand Prairie is miraculous in and of itself. What I really liked was that their boxes are customizable. They come in four sizes: wee, small, medium, and large. And they tell you a wee box, which is what we ordered, is about right for 1 to 2 people once a week. The small box is slightly more. The medium box, they said, would probably feed a family of vegetarians for a week. And the large box is designed for huge families or businesses. They don't charge you delivery fee unless you spend less than $30 a week. Their smallest box, the Wee, comes in at around $19.99, so $20. If there's something you don't like, for example, I'm part of the 20% of the population that can't eat cilantro because it tastes like soap, because I lack an enzyme that processes cilantro correctly, I can tell them, "Don't ever send me cilantro," and they won't. I can also do things like, on Friday night when they release what's going to be in your box that week, I can say, "Oh, you're putting in 2 bunches of kale. Well, I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis, so I'm not supposed to eat a lot of kale. Can you substitute?" And usually they will. So I really like that about them. I really like that you can call them. As soon as you make your first order, you get an email with a real person and their name saying, "Hey, I'm your account person. So if you have any questions, contact me directly." That pleased me. Today was my first box delivery. I had been told that everything would come in cool packs in a cardboard box that's reusable. So next Wednesday, which is my next delivery day, we put the empty box out on the porch and they replace it with a full one. So the boxes get reused, and the silver bubble wrap cool packs get reused, and I like that. So my box was delivered around 3 o'clock this afternoon, and I had a great time opening it. It was like Christmas. Even though I knew what would be in it, Because you never know what the quality is going to be, and you forget when you buy grocery store produce all the time how fresh and pretty and colorful fresh produce is that didn't come from a truck somewhere else. So in my box was a bunch of red leaf lettuce, really lush, really crisp. And leaf lettuce isn't known for being crisp, but this is. And a bunch of kale, which I'm not supposed to eat raw, but that's fine because I love steamed spinach and things like that, and I know you can do similar things with kale. A bunch of purple carrots, yams, Bartlett pears, pluots, which are plum-apricot hybrids, bananas, mushrooms, green beans, and then I had added on eggs and Bulgarian yogurt and a half a gallon of milk and some stew beef. And even though I almost never, ever cook bacon in my house, I did a thing of bacon. They had cherry wood smoked bacon, and I was intrigued by this, so I had some delivered. The reason I don't cook bacon in my house is because I don't like the way it smells. I don't like the fact that the smell lingers. I don't like the fact that I feel like my hair smells like bacon for a week after I've cooked it. And I don't even fry it. I make it in the oven. So we're having bacon this weekend because it was my birthday last week, and it's my husband's birthday in a couple of weeks, and Labor Day is sort of in between them. So we'll have bacon this weekend or next weekend whenever I feel like doing breakfast. I was really pleased with the quality of everything. I was really pleased with the freshness. Even though it was almost 90 degrees and they delivered it, nothing felt even room temperature. It was cold. They've told us that if you know you're going to be away when the delivery is made, that you should leave an ice chest out with cool packs in it, and they'll actually load your stuff into it for you so that it stays cold. But I knew that I was going to be home and that it wouldn't sit for more than like 10 minutes, so it wasn't a problem. The box came with a bunch of notes. One of the notes reminded you that if you didn't like the quality of something, you could call them and they would fix it. One of the notes reminded you that you could change stuff. And then the last one reminded you that if you invite friends to also use farm box delivery, you can, for every person who accepts an invitation, you get a $15 credit and they get a $15 credit. I know I have friends who are local who might be interested in this, so I'm going to make sure I tell them about it, but I'm not going to be pushy because even for foodies, food is a personal thing and how you shop is personal. And I, for example, I like Costco for certain things. I may or may not start buying my hamburger from these people because there are the two beef suppliers that are local. One of them does 100% Longhorn, which I think is just cool. And it's all grass-fed and minimal antibiotics. They're not saying organic, and I asked them about this, and the general explanation is if you are certified organic, then if your cows get sick, you can't treat them medically. So you can't give them an antibiotic if they're sick. So most of these are not technically organic. I mean, the produce is, but the meat is not. It's grass-fed. It's free-range. They're treated humanely. They've had humane experts come in and work with the farms to make sure that the cows are not stressed, but they're not technically organic, although there's no growth hormone or anything like that. One of them, I don't remember which farm it is because there's like three different ones, has a tagline, "Our cows are vegetarian, so you don't have to be." And I thought that was quite amusing. But then there are times when I'm easily amused. So yeah, today is my first farm box. I'm really excited. I plan to explore some of the artisan things that they also offer. You can do jellies and jams and olive oil and stuff like that. Now the olive oil obviously doesn't come from Texas because we don't grow olives in Texas. I'm really happy with the quality of everything I got. I'm really excited to try some new recipes. Their website, I think I mentioned this already, but it's really late and I've had a lot of migraine medicine because there's a storm coming in. It's actually a hurricane in the Gulf. And even though we're like 5 hours from the Gulf, the weather bands, the outer bands of the hurricane come here. So my head's a little messed up and it's supposed to be rainy for the next 5 days, which means my house is going to smell a wet dog for the next 5 days. It's charming. We did not eat from the farm box tonight because I had carrots and potatoes from grocery shopping that I had to use. But I'm really excited about trying some new things. I already found a couple of recipes. One of them is a like sautéed kale with mushrooms and quinoa. So I'm excited about trying that. They have a bunch of recipes on their website, but then they also have extra resources that you can look at. And I've never been shy about hunting down things I want to try. If you have the opportunity to do a farm box or buy into a CSA in your community, I strongly recommend it. not everyone can garden. My backyard is not suited to gardening with four dogs. I think I added it up and I have 500 pounds of dog living in my house on a daily basis. And then every once in a while we have a foster. Between that and clay soil and the fact that the entire back third of my yard is poison ivy, I'm actually thinking of hiring goats to eat the poison ivy, not making that up. I don't have a place to garden where things will grow safely. So for me, this works really well because even though my city also has a weekly farmers market, in order to get the best stuff, you have to be there in the morning. And if you know me at all, if you've noticed what time I'm typically recording, I don't do mornings. I've had an entire lifetime of either working overnight or keeping theater hours. So I'm almost never awake before 10 a.m. And if I am awake before 10 a.m. and I don't have a specific appointment, it's usually because I never went to bed. So that's it from the Bathtub Mermaid. I want to go make sure everything got into the right fruit bowls and vegetable drawers, and then I'm going to bed. Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartell under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Meliss, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.